Donald Trump will be sworn in as president Friday. One issue rural America is looking for answers on is public lands, how they're managed, and whether the government should transfer them to states or even sell them off. In Northeast Washington State, correspondent Emily Schwing reports as we look ahead this week to the Trump administration.
President-elect Donald Trump may not be keen on the idea to hand federal land over to states. At least that's what he told Field & Stream magazine a year ago. He said something similar last spring to the editor of Peterson's Hunting magazine prior to his nomination as the GOP's presidential candidate.
Our land is not in the condition that it used to be, so we'll put it back into condition, but we're not looking to sell off land.
Trump recently nominated Montana Representative Ryan Zinke to head up the nation's federal land management agency. Zinke's been outspoken about his opposition to a change in ownership, but earlier this month, the congressman voted in favor of a rule change that would make land transfers easier. A movement to reclaim federal land was highlighted in the Northwest by the 41-day standoff at Oregon's Malheur National Wildlife Refuge last year, where even local lawmakers got on board. But in other rural parts of the region, Northwesterners are only looking for more access and better management of federal land. It's 6 a.m. at the Crossroads Cafe, aptly named for its location, at a fork in the road where two Washington state highways merge, just south of two tiny sleepy towns, Usk and Cusick. This is where a handful of locals gather every morning. They say they're only in it for the coffee, but they linger for a few hours to talk about politics and reminisce about the days when this region boomed with industrial jobs and active sawmills, a time Lloyd Hastings says he felt the most free. But now,
you've got to have a permit to carry a gold pan on federal land. How silly. Who come up with that?
What I hear you saying is, if it's deemed public land, so it's held in trust for public use, then the public should be allowed to do with it and on it what they want to do.
They definitely should have a say on it, but they aren't being asked anything. It's just everything that's happening has been poked down their necks.
Opinions differ among the group, but nearly all of them agree tight budgets have much to do with what they see as mismanagement and declining forest health.
It has been mismanaged so badly for so many years, it's going to take a lot of natural occurrences for it to ever get back the way it ought to be.
Forests here are in desperate need of thinning, and they're extremely prone to wildfire. Hastings says perhaps a large fire might offer a more immediate solution. In comparison to the red tape and bureaucracy, he says plagues land management. In an October interview, Washington's outgoing public lands commissioner Peter Goldmark said land management dollars at all levels of government are lacking.
We haven't been successful as of yet in persuading the federal government to really match on a dollar per acre what we've been able to do, which is not enough, quite frankly. They're struggling with their own budget.
That struggle trickles down to states, and it's why Jack Schubert at the cafe says he doesn't want federal land ownership to change.
Absolutely none.
Why not?
They'd sell it off as soon as they had to balance their budget whenever they needed the money. That's why. That's the way state does things.
It remains unclear where desperately needed funding to improve forest health and access might come from. But in his interview with Peterson's Hunting magazine, President-elect Trump seemed keen to leave his mark.
And we're going to be good stewards for the land.
I'm Emily Schwing reporting.